from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. 9 years after 9/11, just going into effect now, today, the screening of all cargo shipped by air in the U.S. Transportation Security Administrator John Pistole.
We know that terrorists are looking for opportunities to exploit any vulnerabilities, any weaknesses we have, any gaps in our layered security.
TSA bomb-sniffing dogs will do a small part of the screening, but it's really up to airlines and cargo companies to ensure there are no bombs hidden in boxes.
But, says ABC's Lisa Stark, cargo is being checked only if the plane originates in the U.S. It may take another 3 years before cargo shipped to the U.S. from abroad is also screened. Walking through some of the floodwater in northwest Pakistan. New numbers are overwhelming. Officials say at least 1,100 people are dead, and the estimate of those stranded in remote areas is now more than 27,000. It's all because of the heaviest monsoon rains on record. As waters recede, the extent of the destruction is being revealed. Whole villages washed away. Secretary of State Clinton says the U.S. is sending $10 million in relief aid to Pakistan, emergency food supplies, choppers, mobile water purifying equipment, and prefab bridges. Saying the U.S. isn't necessarily headed for a double-dip recession, but could if home prices fall, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
It's touch and go.
Greenspan on NBC's Meet the Press describes a pause that doesn't refresh.
I think we're in a pause in a recovery, a modest recovery, but a pause in a modest recovery feels like a quasi-recession.
Greenspan on NBC's Meet the Press. Captured one of the three convicted murderers who busted out of an Arizona prison, who hijacked a tractor-trailer, nabbed 670 miles away in Colorado. Police say the other two cons are still on the loose and considered armed and dangerous. They all broke out Friday by cutting a hole in a prison fence. You're listening to ABC News.
Meet Eloy Flores, owner of a new Buick LaCrosse CXS.
I'm a former Lexus owner, so obviously picking the LaCrosse was the furthest thing from my mind. We test drove the Mercedes, we test drove Lexus, we test drove Volvo, but bottom line is they didn't have the standard options, so we would literally have to upgrade well beyond what we were ready to pay for what came standard with the LaCrosse CXS. My dad worked for Toyota for many, many years. When I told him I bought a Buick, he said, what? But when he saw it, he really loved it. Great interior, 19-inch wheels, you know, the heads-up display, the touchscreen navigation. There's something to be said about a vehicle that turns heads everywhere you go. If Buick keeps up with what they're doing, there won't be any need to go somewhere else. This is an incredible car.
To hear more of Eloy's story and to learn more about LaCrosse, visit Buick.com. And may the best car win.
A PC scam that is decidedly low-tech. Consumers beware.
It was hardly a state-of-the-art caper. Two Jackson, Mississippi men wrapped blocks of wood in duct tape and bubble wrap, attached Toshiba labels on them, and tried to sell them as laptops. The two also filled binders with paper and tried to pass those off as computers. But when they tried to sell the make-believe computers to an off-duty state trooper, the gigabyte was up. Hinds County authorities charged the men with trademark infringement and selling goods with counterfeit labels. No one actually bought the faux computers. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Becoming the first NATO country to pull its troops out of Afghanistan, the Netherlands, 1,900 troops leaving. NATO wanted them to stay, but there's political opposition at home. Sure to be a controversial documentary, one directed by Spike Lee about New Orleans. It touches on the Gulf oil spill, according to ABC's Dave Schreiber.
Elements of the BP oil spill are included in the Spike Lee effort. Lee says no one from the oil company is speaking to him. Lee says President Obama needs to bring the hammer on BP and make it pay. The director showed If God Is Willing and The Creek Don't Rise at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in San Diego Saturday. It is a follow-up to When the Levees Broke. The new documentary airs on HBO in August.
BP says it is inching closer to permanently sealing its blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico with that relief well. This is ABC News.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour. With our state-of-the-art resin, a Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from the hippest destination in the Sonoma County, Healdsburg, a beautiful town near the Russian River. And I didn't even get to talk about the Russian River in the first hour, but we're going to do it this hour. Now, my journey to Healdsburg began on Thursday. I took I-5, and I had a friend tell me to take 58 as a shortcut. Well, don't take 58 as a shortcut, because that was the longest shortcut I have ever driven on. But the countryside was beautiful. I cut across to Highway 101, and I had a little bit of everything. I stopped in Gilroy for the night, stopped in San Francisco, and had lunch at Skoma's, and then I finally made it up here to Healdsburg. Now, the trip is about 600 miles. I stretched it out kind of, you know, a little bit longer than 600 miles, but it was a lot of fun. Gilroy is the garlic capital of the world, and we could smell it. Oh, my gosh. I was talking to some people there, and the aroma was in the air. And I found out when they chop the powder, you can smell the garlic in the air. That's why it was so strong. And then the next day, it was gone. And then I stopped in San Francisco and had lunch at Skoma's. And I tell you, my lunch at Skoma's was fine, but I have to say my dinner here at a Divine Affair tops it easily and delicious. I am staying at the Camellia Inn in Healdsburg, and this is a 9-room Victorian home. It's spectacular, built in 1869, and I have to tell you, beautiful, beautiful inn. You have all the privacy in the world. You have spacious rooms. It's just really, I'm having a wonderful time there. This would be my third inn I think I've stayed at as part of Traveling with Francois, and they just really are so unique and so lovely. I encourage everyone to try bed and breakfast inns. They really, really are a special treat. So, again, I'm staying at the Camellia Inn. And when I arrived on Friday, for me, what I have been doing the last couple days, besides relaxing a little bit by the pool at the Camellia Inn and enjoying my accommodations there, I have been sightseeing. I have walked this town from one end to the other. I love to walk a town. Those of you that know me, you know why I want to park the car, and I want to just go on foot, because you see so much more and you get to interact with people, and it's just, for me, a great way to travel. Now, today I am going to be kayaking on the Russian River. This should be an interesting trip, with River's Edge Kayak and Canoe Trips, and they are the game in town. Let me tell you, they have it all down to a science. They take you in the bus, they drop you off, you kayak back down, but I'm going downstream. So I think that'll be pretty easy. I was worried. If I had to go upstream, I don't think I'd make it. I'm going to be out there a couple hours, so everyone's laughing at me. They all know I'll be out there in the sun, but it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to that. Now, again, I walked the town, and what I love about the town of Healdsburg, I like the small town feel. I love the town square. And for me, I don't know, we just don't have a town square in the desert, and I wish we did, but we don't. And it's just a beautiful town, friendly people. I've said over and over in the air that Prescott is one of my favorite small towns. I think I have to drop Prescott down to number 2 now. I really do. Hate to do it, but the time came. The time is here. Come right now that Healdsburg is really my number 1 favorite small town. And we told you why a little bit in the first hour of the show. We're going to tell you why in the second hour of the show. In the first hour, we had Lucy Lawan from the Camellia Inn was on, and destination expert Linda Viviani with Destination Management. And their information will be posted on Traveling with Francois. Don't worry about it. TravelingWithFrancois.com. It will all be posted when I get home, so you can go directly to their websites and see what we were talking about. Now, in this hour, Craig Smith, the CEO of Healdsburg Chamber of Commerce, will be joining us, and Kaylee Nowak, owner and chef at A Divine Affair, which the smells, the aromas in here are driving me crazy. I don't know. This is hard, Kaylee. What you doing to me over here? At least she hasn't been cruel enough to put food in front of me, because the meal I had last night was so spectacular. Now, I heard there were 11 different climate zones, and I was going to ask Linda about this, and I forgot. Maybe Craig might know about that in the area, and maybe not, but well, I heard that. I think Nina knows. We'll find out from Nina in a little bit, but I heard that. But Healdsburg is surrounded by several of Northern California's finest regional wine appellations, including Alexander Valley, Chalk Hill, Dry Creek Valley, and the Russian River Valley. Centrally located to over 100 world-class wineries and tasting rooms, Healdsburg is the ideal place to discover all the best that Sonoma County wine has to offer. And I took this off the Internet, and I was looking at it, and I said, okay, All right, I'm thinking, well, sounds good to me. And then I went on to read that not only wineries are huge here, but there's so much more. There's hiking, biking, canoeing, camping, redwoods, rowboats, hot air balloons, all sorts of stuff going on. And Craig is going to fill us in on what is happening in Healdsburg, what you can do, upcoming events, all sorts of things that you can do when you're up here in Healdsburg besides relax. Okay? We all take time to relax. But there's a lot more to do. So I'm finding that my couple days here, like always, is never enough. I need probably a week everywhere I go. I don't know what the problem is with me, but that's just me, because I see these little things and I want to stop and do them. And that's what traveling is about. We all know, I tell you, to experience a destination, don't just go there. Experience it. Now, today you will be registering to win your own Healdsburg trip, a two-night stay at the Camellia Inn in the best available room for the Chocolate Cover Wednesday nights. Plus, you're going to get two tickets. These are $170 value for a strolling dine-around at the Holidays. And Craig's going to tell us about this, and they're enticing me. They're waiving these tickets for me to come back up then. And also, a dinner for two at a Divine Affair. And this package is huge. I want to win this package, but I can't win this package. This is so huge. And you're going to be registering for this trip on this hour, but we will not have the drawing until next Sunday. Okay, Club Francois members, you are already registered. You don't need to register again, but we will have the drawing next Sunday, and this is a wonderful, wonderful trip. Like I say, I wish I was going. We were going to do trivia in the first hour. I didn't do trivia in the first hour, so I'm going to do trivia right now and for the first hour, and I don't need to know who the winner is right now, Val. You go ahead and take care of it on that end, and thanks so much for all your help on that end. But the question is, first correct answer wins. If you've won before, if you won the last 30 days, you can't win again. All right. I had this all straightened out. Now I have so many notes in front of me, I'm kind of lost. So I'm just going to wing it here. You're going to win a $25 gift certificate to the Hogs Breath Inn. What county is Healdsburg in? Now that is so simple. First correct caller wins, 320-8255. That's 320-8255. We're toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. So everybody's getting on the phone here to call in, and they're going to win that $25 certificate to Hogs Breath Inn. But what I think I would like to do before we go into our guest, Craig, before we start talking to Craig and finding out what's going on in Healdsburg, I think that I am going to go ahead and take my first break of the hour, because we're supposed to have two. We only had one the last hour. So we're going to take our first break of Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Healdsburg at a Divine Affair right here on Healdsburg Avenue in Healdsburg. And when we come back, Craig Smith's going to join us, and he's going to give us the inside scoop of what you can do in Healdsburg, the events coming up, all sorts of great things going on in this lovely town. So we'll be back in a couple minutes. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise live from Healdsburg and having, yes, folks, I am having a wonderful time. So we'll be right back.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know what's hot. It's never too late to get life.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort. And of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
Getting your business name and information over the airwaves is easier than you think. Let Traveling with Francoise do all the work while you have all the business. Contact me, Francoise, for more information about being an exclusive member of the Traveling with Francoise family. Direct at 760-409-9779 or visit travelingwithfrancoise.com and send me an email. I'm offering a summer special, so don't wait, because it's never too late to get some business.
You've seen Walter Clark on television. Perhaps it's time you see him in person. Walter Clark Legal Group is one of the Valley's premier California injury legal firms, with Walter Clark at the helm. Located in Palm Desert on El Paseo. Call today for a free consultation. And as Walter Clark firmly states, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Walter Clark Legal Group can be reached at 760-568-5661. That's 760-568-5661. Or visit them on the web at walterclark.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Healdsburg in Sonoma County, and that was the winning answer to the question. That was really a tough one, and congratulations to whoever won that. Now, here's a little information I received. It says the national survey finds that 56% of America needs a vacation. So everyone in this room said more than that, but but we're going to go with that. But they say all Americans report they haven't had a vacation defined as leisure travel of at least a week to a destination at least 100 miles from home in the last 2 years. It is time. It is time to get on the road and head up here to Healdsburg. And with us right now is Craig Schmidt, the CEO of Healdsburg Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Welcome to Healdsburg.
Well, thank you so much. And this is a lovely, lovely town. Now, tell me, how long have you been living here?
I've been here 2 years. Came down from Oregon.
You're a newbie.
I am a newbie,
so
yeah.
So you're seeing Healdsburg, which we had Linda on, and she's been here for a long time, and Lucy, they've lived here. So you're a newbie.
I'm still discovering things after 2 years.
And when you came to this town, was it more than you even imagined?
Oh, it was. It was. I had come down here in the 80s, and it was a different community back then. And coming back, it was wonderful to see how Healdsburg has grown and progressed and all the offerings that we have.
And as far as the growth, I hear that they have a slow growth program going
right,
on, so it can't
right.
become this
no,
mega
people think wide. Long and hard about what's going to happen before it happens.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It
because
is wonderful.
You have all the wine country, all the beautiful landscape is soon. And the trees through the town, just alone, the trees in this town are incredible.
12 months out of the year, you're going to find something blooming or growing here in Sonoma County and Healdsburg. It's wonderful.
Well, it's gorgeous. Now, what's the population of Healdsburg?
It's about 12,000.
Oh, okay. And do you... Now, when I see a community like this, for me, it's year-round.
I
know you want to promote,
mm-hmm.
and I know it's... The promotion for you as far as the world goes is your wine season. But right now it's, 79 degrees. It doesn't even feel like 79. It's beautiful. Your year-round weather, it must be spectacular.
It's wonderful. Actually, my son came for Christmas, and we went up to Lake Sonoma. It was 60 degrees and sunny. Took the boat out and had a wonderful Christmas day on the lake.
Yeah, and he's going, Dad, where's the snow?
Yeah.
And he said, well, we don't need snow here. We're fine without it.
We're good.
Now, I have been discussing Healdsburg myself because I walked around. I love to park the car and walk. I love the town square. But from your point of view, as the Chamber of Commerce, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, you describe Healdsburg to my listeners.
You know, Healdsburg, it's a community of 12,000 people, and yet we have so many amenities to offer people that come here. We have great dining experiences. We have great recreation opportunities. You're going to have a really good time on the Russian River. You will. And we have an incredible arts community here, fabulous lodging, and some wonderful, wonderful retail shops here, too. So a great diversity for a small town.
You have antique stores as well.
We do, a lot of antique stores. Yeah, I love shopping in those.
And I'm kind of thinking that I missed. I was pretty much in this one area, but I think there's a little more of the town that sort of stretches all the way around.
You need another week.
I know. I never have enough time. And the homes here, the Victorian
homes, aren't they beautiful?
They're spectacular.
And the gardens and the flowers. And no, it is amazing.
And the town was founded back in the late 1800s.
Right.
And the fellow's name was?
Herman Heald, who came from Ohio, where I was born.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know him. But.
I think you're a little young for that. I think you're a little young for that. Now, the Russian River, I didn't realize that the Russian River was so close to Healdsburg. And you have all sorts of activities and homes along the river.
We do. And a lot of vacation homes and vacation rentals also, if people want to rent a home for a longer stay.
Oh, really? Okay.
And right. Actually, I live on a property that's right on the Russian River that has two vacation rentals on it.
Now,
so every day is a holiday for me.
I guess. Yeah. Now, is there fishing on the Russian River?
There is, yeah. Yeah. We have trout there. We have bass.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So we were talking to Linda before about all the wine trips you can take, but then you can also base your trip here to Healdsburg on the camping and the dining and hiking and biking and just about everything.
Right. Cycling is really taken off in Sonoma County, and Healdsburg is a great place to start with your cycling adventure.
So now let's talk about events. You have events that run all year long. I'm sure you have events.
We
name
do.
Some of the specialty annual events that you have going on. I know we missed the first part of the year, but let's cover what's coming up and also some things you have going on in the first part of the year as well.
Well, you talked about fishing in the river. The Steelhead Festival is in February, where we celebrate the river and the steelhead that are swimming in it, and that's a fun event. We have Jazz Festival in town in June, which is an all-week sort of musical adventure, renowned jazz players coming to town. And we have events basically all year round. There's something going on with barrel tasting, you know, wine-related barrel tasting and passports are probably the most famous events that we have. But there's so much more than just wine to Healdsburg. As I mentioned, all the recreation opportunities and arts and such. During the holidays, our holidays in Healdsburg starts the day after Thanksgiving. And that's our holiday party on a Friday after Thanksgiving. And the whole community comes out on the plaza.
Aww.
And sort of celebrates the beginning of the holiday period. We have music on the square, on the different corners. The retailers provide wine tastings and food tastings and some great shopping opportunities and deals.
And this runs all the way till
all
February?
The way, all the way. It does run all the way to February.
Right,
the retailers would love to have you all the way through February. You could just stay. And then we have a great culinary event called the Sterling Diner Round.
Yes, let's talk about that, because we're going to give two tickets away in this package.
And we're going to try and get you up here for that, too.
And tell us about this, the Sterling Diner Round of holidays.
Right.
What does this entail? Give us
Well, it happens on four different days, December 8th and 9th and 15th and 16th. Over 15 restaurants participate. It's a four-course progressive meal. So you can sign up which restaurant and which course you want to go to. It's $75 per person. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to get all the different culinary tastes in Healdsburg.
Wow, that sounds like
all
great.
All in one night.
And that's just one of the events that you have
that's
going
right.
on.
That's right.
Now, let's see. We were talking here. What is your favorite? So far, what would be your favorite event? I know you're not supposed to be partial, but we won't act like anybody's. Well, okay. Let's put it this way. What are a couple of your favorite? Because I'm sure you come from Oregon, you said.
I did.
And it was probably a different environment than what you have going on here. And I noticed everybody, I have to tell you, so friendly. I walk down the street, everyone says hello, everyone has been so pleasant and so friendly, and that's nice. And it's genuine, you can feel it's genuine.
You have people saying hello to you that you've never seen before,
right.
And they're just being friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what makes Healdsburg special. You know, there may be other communities that have some of these offerings, but we still have a real warm personality to the community, and that is what makes Healdsburg special.
Now, let's talk about your artists. It says Artist Paradise. So How is Healdsburg an artist paradise?
We actually have an art walk on the first Friday of every month going from April until December. We have over 19 galleries participating. The whole range of arts are available here in the community. And as you know from walking around in the community, all of those galleries are within walking distance. So it's a very walkable community.
Mm-hmm. And you have farmers market?
We do on Tuesdays and Saturdays. And the local farmers bring their produce. You know it's fresh. A lot of the restaurants are using fresh produce from the area. I know at Divine Affair, they're very good about using the local produce and such, which just adds to the flavor and to the experience of eating out.
Now, I'm reading here that there are 100 farms that are open to the public.
There are, and there are a lot of wineries also that you can do tours to. Olive pressings, you can do your own olive pressing up on Dry Creek.
Oh, really? Huh.
And also, as we talked about, the grape stomping.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to pick out the grapes between your toes before you go home.
So now, have you learned a lot about wine since you've been here? Or
I
you just
have.
Like to drink it?
I do just like to drink it, but I've learned an awful lot about it, too. And we're kind of in the vortex of the wine universe with these great appellations all converging on Healdsburg. Russian River, Alexander Valley, Chalk Hill, Dry Creek, they're all world-renowned.
Wow, fantastic.
So we're really blessed here.
If you were to say how many huge events or larger events that you have a year, what would you think it would be? Because people need to go to your website, first of all.
Right.
And before we go, you have a visitor's center there.
We do.
And folks, I say this every time, you must visit the visitor center. You had more coupons for wine tasting than I was drunk just standing there picking them all up, okay? Because I'm thinking, now how am I going to get to all these places? But
right.
You had wonderful tips and guides and maps, and I encourage everyone, visitor centers are key.
Yeah, we have more than 120 wineries and tasting rooms. We have over a couple dozen tasting rooms just in the downtown area that you can walk to. So we do have many tasting passes there. But when you meet face-to-face with their staff, they're going to tell you so much more than you can get off of a website or out of a book.
Definitely.
So please come by.
Oh, I love visitor centers. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the gal's name that was in there. But she was...
It was Marcia.
Marcia.
Yes.
She was so sweet and so friendly and couldn't help me enough. And she didn't know that I was here doing anything. She
mm-hmm.
thought I was just a visitor.
Everybody's
and,
special.
Right. And yeah. I just went in. I always go in like a visitor, and I have to tell you, she was pointing out, what do you want to do? Let me give you this. Let me give you that. Like I say, you had all these nice little goodies for your visitors to pick up and go and join the town.
Mm-hmm.
And hats off to you. Good job. And you're expanding now.
We are. Yes, we are. The new hotel next to us, H2 Hotel, has opened up, and they're providing us with some space for admin so that we can give more time in the visitor center for brochures and videos and such, so it's wonderful.
Well, you have a lot going on over there, Craig.
Yeah.
You have a lot of things, and I'm sure you're a very friendly person. I'm sure you like to come out when you hear the visitors out
I
there.
I love it.
Poke
yeah.
your head in and say
yeah.
hello and find out what they're up to.
Yeah.
Because that just tells you the heartbeat of the community.
And everybody's here to have a good time, so you kind of share in that, and it's wonderful to be able to do that.
Well, now tell my listeners, first of all, how would you... What would you like to say to my listeners that have never been to Healdsburg, that now I know, just by what Valley has been telling me, the phone
mm-hmm.
calls she's been getting in the station of, wow, we need to go up there. What would you like to say to them? What makes it so unique for you, and what do you get?
The incredible amount and diversity of offerings, be it recreation or wine or culinary or lodging or retail, but it's really a relaxing atmosphere, very unpretentious. And yet it has a sophistication to it that's kind of wrapped all in this small-town charm. So, and I think that's what makes Healdsburg special, is we still retain that small-town charm.
And you definitely do. And you also have a pancake breakfast on 4th of July.
Yes, we
I
do.
I love pancake breakfast on anywhere.
Well, you're going to have to come back for that, too. And I would be remiss if I didn't say Healdsburg.com, Healdsburg.com,
yes.
Healdsburg.com.
Which, folks, that's going to be posted on my website. You'll be able to go. It's right here in front of me. In fact, I have your calendar events. You have...
look at all those.
Yes, I mean, you have the Halloween parade in October. You have the Farmers Market Pumpkin Festival. You have a wine and food affair. I mean, the list goes on and on. And here's all your Christmas.
And it's all year round.
Year round. In fact, in the beginning of the year, yeah, you have a ton of. And this is a great, before you go, this is a great community to hold a business conference.
It is. We do have conference facilities at several of our lodgers. But there again, people are looking for things to do during their non-conference time. Bring the whole family to the conference, and they will have a great vacation.
Golf course?
Wonderful golf course. In fact, we have a golf tournament, the Chamber Tournament, coming up October 1st. So if any of your listeners want to come up for that, give us a call. Ask for Craig.
Oh, Craig. Yeah. Oh, because he wants to go golfing with you. He just wants an excuse.
I need a good golfer,
though.
There
you go. So you have the golfing, you have the hiking, you have the biking, you have the canoeing. You also have a casino nearby with a driving
distance. Right, River Rock Casino.
You have the casino. There's everything up there, up here, including the wine tasting, the list goes on and on. And a population of how many again?
12,000.
12,000.
This is
an amazing, beautiful, beautiful community. Craig, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
As I mentioned before, you're now an honorary member of the Chamber of Commerce. Good job.
Do I get a key or something? What do I get?
You get a hat.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I love it. I will wear my Healdsburg hat proudly.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that I brought you a little something.
Thank you so much, Francois.
He had
great
no
to
clue
have
who
you
I am.
The Healdsburg.
Thank you. Thanks, Craig.
All right.
Okay, folks. I can't believe it is already 12:30, but before we go for our last and final break, now remember, this entire hour is a chance for you to sign up to win your own very, very own trip to Healdsburg. You're going to spend two nights at the Camellia Inn, and this is on chocolate-covered Wednesday, the best available room. You're going to have dinner for two at a divine affair. You're going to have tickets for two for the strolling dine-around at the holidays. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal package. 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255. We're toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. And I will be drawing the winner's name next Sunday. All right, so make sure you get your entries in today. Because television, everybody that watches KESQ, next Saturday morning, you are going to see Healdsburg on television. You're going to be able to see it, not only my voice, but you'll be seeing it on a TV segment, on my Traveling with Francois segment. So, and then you'll have a chance there as well. If you missed it today, there'll be all day on Saturday for you to sign up for this great trip. But before we go to our break, here's a little industry information. It says travelers are still cautious, but the outlook is bright. A report indicates leisure travel has stabilized in the U.S. market, and a small increase in demand is on the horizon for the next year. Among leisure travelers, 16% say they will take more overnight trips, and 14% say they will take fewer. Still, 81% of travelers are still looking for bargains, and 70% are purchasing fewer, bigger ticket items. But that is really overall what they're trying to tell you is that the outlook is bright. People are traveling again, and I'm seeing that everywhere I go. Last night I was looking around town, beautiful, the weather was gorgeous, people were everywhere, the restaurants were full. Yosemite, everywhere I've been lately, San Francisco, more and more people. So get out there and travel. And this I thought was different. This is about the dental travel niche is expected to grow. I just found this interesting. I don't know why I pulled it out, but for some reason, because I hear so many people tell me they travel out of the area for their dental work. But the number of people traveling to have dental work is expected to increase in the next few years. So I don't know why you want to drive out of town to go get your dental work done, but go ahead. Me? I'm going to stay right nearby. And this is something that you might want to do on your trip to Healdsburg. The national parks, they are waiving their entrance fees on August 14th and 15th. Yes, there are 392 national parks across the country in 49 states. And which of all of these will be holding a free entrance on August 14th and August 15th? So remember, on your trip to Healdsburg, you can plan either coming or going, stop in a national park. You're going to get in free. And that can run. I'm thinking going into the national parks is $10 and up. Sometimes they charge by the car, the person. So take advantage of this on August 14th and 15th. National parks are free, and you can go to their website at nps.gov. That's nps.gov, and I will post this on my website. All right, we are going to take our last break of the show. Boy, it is just flying by. And when we come back, Kayleen Novak from A Divine Affair will be joining us. I'm going to try to get her cooking secrets out of her. I don't know if it'll work, but I'm going to try. But she'll be back with us, and then we'll be wrapping it up. But this is your chance now to call in and sign up for this wonderful trip to Healdsburg, 760-320-8255, or toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. You are listening to Traveling with Francois live in Healdsburg, up here in Sonoma County, about 600 miles away from the desert, and it's worth every mile you drive to get here. Stick around, we will be right back in a few minutes.
I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know it's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you.
play golf. I'll pick the spot nightlife. I know what's hot. It's never too late to get life.
Do you know there are millions of people withdrawn from life because they can't afford a hearing device? The public charity nonprofit organization Helping People Hear Again wants to change that with your help. By donating used, abused, or new hearing aids, we can all make a difference in someone's life. Help us find new ears and let them hear. For mailing information, the location of the nearest drop box, or to see if you qualify for a hearing device, please call 760-776-1738 or visit our website at helpingpeoplehearagain.com.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Scooby-Doo-Wap-Boo-Bam!
Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry. And there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com. Getting your business name and information over the airwaves is easier than you think. Let Traveling with Francoise do all the work while you have all the business. Contact me, Francoise, for more information about being an exclusive member of the Traveling with Francoise family. Direct at 760-409-9779 or visit travelingwithfrancoise.com and send me an email. I'm offering a summer special, so don't wait, because it's never too late to get some business.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Healdsburg, California.
It is gorgeous. It's about 79 degrees outside. Now, does that sound cool or what? I think it's 110 at home by now. But it is beautiful up here. This is my first trip to Healdsburg, and definitely will not be my last, because they keep waving these carrots in front of me for all these things going on. So I know I will be back in Healdsburg, and I want all of you to join me up here as well. We have so far, we've had Lucy Lawan from the Camellia Inn, where I'm staying on the air. We've had Linda Viviani, where she can plan your most exciting, exquisite wine country tour. Anything that has to do with wine, she seems to know it all about it, which is phenomenal. And all this information will be posted on my website. We had Craig from the Chamber of Commerce Visitors Bureau. And now, finally, Kayleen Nowak is right here, the owner and chef of A Divine Affair. Welcome.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, yeah, welcome. You've been teasing and taunting me with the smells coming from your kitchen. Now, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get in the biz?
I think it chose me. I actually was a part of this industry many years while going to school for other things. Communications and broadcasting was my focus as a young student, and I worked in Sonoma County for various chefs and caterers and bartended and everything under the sun, and long time calling. 10 years later, I ended up in culinary school in San Francisco.
Well, you have a beautiful restaurant here.
Thank
you. It's so charming. Did you decorate this yourself?
Built. It was a construction phase that we went through in a 100-plus-year-old building that I got to put in all the finishing, functioning, operating touches, so to speak. Built a new kitchen, and then from the ground up, everything that we have here, all the amenities. I had the opportunity to choose and design and be a part of. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's gorgeous. You have a nice little dining indoor area, mm-hmm. and then you have a huge patio out back as well.
Yes.
So you have something for everyone. And you're right along Healdsburg Avenue.
Yes.
Correct. And so many people have walked by to stop and look at your menu and tried to come in. Because they're smelling what
they're
smelling.
The lights are
on. Yeah. They're going, oh, my gosh, what's coming out of that restaurant? And the restaurant is a Divine Affair, folks. It really is. It's spectacular. Like last night, I have to say, the mussels and clams, I said it in the first hour, were the best mussels and clams I've ever had. I don't know what you did. They were steamed,
mm-hmm. yes.
and they were in this broth with these huge red chili peppers, but the flavor soaked up, the mussels and the clams actually soaked up the flavor instead of you having to dip bread or whatever. I mean, I tell you, I'm sorry, but I had lunch at Skoma's, and not that I'm knocking Skoma's in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It was okay, but yours, wow.
We'll take that.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Really, really. And the rest of the meal was just as
Thank
fantastic.
You.
But I couldn't get the pepper. There's something you did that just kept sticking my mouth.
A little bit of love.
Yeah, exactly. That goes in there. Now, how did you cut? First of all, let's tell my listeners about your menu. What's on your menu? What are your creations?
What are we? We are this rustic little bistro that is seasonally fueled. So locally driven products, purveyors. I have to pay as much homage to my purveyors and producers. The Tides out of Bodega are our seafood purveyor. I'm spoiled. I have some of the most dynamite things coming into my kitchen out of my own father's garden in Petaluma. He's an avid gardener. So, you know, 3/4 of the year we have things coming to us. The pears just came in yesterday off their trees, beets, lettuces, a true spoilage factor. And starting with these bare products that are of superior quality, it's not difficult to take it a step further and have just a very simple but tasty creation. So in terms of our dynamic, we are California wine country cuisine, but very seasonally fueled. Our wine list is comprised of seasonally influenced wines that are limited in production. Anything under 1,000 case production is what we focus on. Many winemakers get to come in on Friday nights and pour the product behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Our patrons, guests, get to have that opportunity to have that hands-on experience and meet and greet with them. And we extend ourselves a little bit further and hoping that if you're here for a destination or a couple of days, you'll take it upon yourself to go to their wineries and taste their wares and see where they're at and what they're about. So.
And your selection here, I see rows and rows of bottles of wine on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And how many is in the selection here at the restaurant?
Oh, up and down. We've gone from, I think the list, it grows from 60 to 75 back and forth. It just, it's kind of the ebb flow, trying to keep up with my taste and what we're trying to bring to the table. really, it's there's so many things to pick and choose, and often it's like girls, women with shoes. You know, you want one of everyone. So trying to keep something that's unique and different. And sometimes we're only as fortunate to have one case because of the limited production. So knowing that these are trinkets of gold and special things. So if you get to enjoy a glass or a bottle once, it's a rarity.
Now, do you get a lot of your customers come in and they have tried wines outside in different areas, and they ask if you have that same wine to go with their meal and what meal pairs with that wine? Do you get? I'm sure you get a lot of that.
Often we get the question of, well, I recognize maybe this name, label-wise, and there's a lot of unknown. And so our experience, and with my wonderful staff who are culinary educators, when you dine with us, they're able to guide you through your dining experience. And if it's not the flavor profile or a varietal that you're looking for, you're learning as you're dining with us, because you're going to be opened up to a different horizon, a new horizon, to new producers that are similar and like, and that might just rock your world and knock your socks off.
Well, your food knocked my socks off last night. Trust me, it was delicious. Now, everything is locally family farmed and organic products whenever possible. And you mentioned last night we were chatting about Petaluma being a big farm industry right over, which is right down the 101 freeway.
Literally.
And that you get a lot of your products, you go pick them yourself.
Yes, I think I'm a pretty spoiled kid in regards to what I do for a living, and I have great relationships with my purveyors, and I make a point at one point a week, if I don't pick up the order myself, I have that connection and connectivity to who I'm working with, from the flowers that we bring in from Gabrielle Farms in West County, Grayton, to our cheese providers. I pick up fresh milk from Pacheco Ranch in Petaluma. We make a house chev. I also carry their product, which is a capricious cheese they make at their ranch. And I'm just very, very fortunate to have these relationships with people. I get to support what they do, and they support what we do. Petaluma is my hometown. Chickaluma, you know, we used to have its fame in the 20s for the egg basket of the world laying chicken, and has gone into the dairy industry, and now the wine industry has made a positive image and impact to it. So,
well, the area is spectacular all up around the hills. I mean, it just is gorgeous. And I'm thinking right now when you're talking, I have to say what's going in my mind. Not only does she own the restaurant, not only is she a chef, and she's the cutest darn thing you'll ever see, she also is a farmer. Farmer Kayleen, and I think that's just a testament to your passion for what you do here at A Divine Affair, your passion for the foods that you create and the wines that you and the Camellia Inn, they have their own wine. I didn't get a chance to taste it yet, but Lucy was all excited about that, and that you were able to take all these wonderful products around you and incorporate them into your menu. Now, last night, Nina and I, which we're going to have Nina on in just a few minutes, she had a dish, and it was meatballs, and I can't remember, there was an ingredient in the meatballs that you don't normally hear. And what
quinoa? With some Moroccan lamb balls.
And describe that to my listeners.
Quinoa is a very interesting nutty grain. It's a high protein. It's actually a health food. It's great for you. But then you can pair it with something that's a little bit more flavorful, and it adds a little complexity to the dish. So we have a Moroccan lamb meatball that's loaded with flavor. It has dried fruits of apricots and prune and currants into the mix with warming spices like cinnamon and star anise and cumin, and then a tomatoey based broth, lamb stock, and some preserved lemons to just kind of finish off the flavor profile.
So if you're not drooling now, you never will be. That's all I can say. Then you just don't ever eat again, because if that doesn't get you drooling. Now, I had the grilled hanger steak. Delicious. And I know Nina had the braised short ribs that just fell. I don't even know how you kept the meat on the bone, because they just fell off the bone. It really delicious. Everything was delicious. And homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
You're back there turning the ice cream, too. I don't know.
Too.
You just have so many talents. Now, I have chefs on the show every now and then. I always ask them this. Does the wine inspire you, or does the food inspire the wine when you...
I think for me it's the season, really, truly. It's you can have a weather and a temperature change, as we're definitely feeling these last weeks in Healdsburg. We've had some lower than normal temperatures, which are wonderful, but cooler mornings, cooler evenings. So that element in its own right is more of an influence to me and an appetite driver for, okay, soup and heartier reds and foods that are going to warm the coggles of your heart and satisfy your appetite, or warmer weather, which is something light and refreshing, and your Sauvignon Blancs and your rosés that are just top-notch right now. And a little bit lighter fare, seafood and salads and the crispness. That, I think, is what plays a more significant role for me, and our cheeses. Mm-hmm. Their products, the way that they're produced in this area, you know, the season plays such a pivotal role. Mother Nature is hard at work all the time, from what the product, the milk we get, the time of year that it's produced, and that turns into a final product that has a significant flavor profile that, you know, goes with the tides and flow. Changes a lot. So.
All right. Well, you answered that. Yeah, I have. I'm now honestly confused because it's just, I just think you just go back there and throw it all together, and there it is, because it's just fantastic. Now, you can do large parties here.
Mm-hmm.
You can do, I would imagine, weddings, business meetings, all sorts of things going on here, because you have
both ends.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant. I hear Mom and Dad help out.
Mom and Dad are an integral part of this business, yes. My mother's my avid bookkeeper. She keeps me straight and narrow, and she's my lovely hostess most evenings. And my father is a talented gem, too. He's produced a beautiful dining bar that we have here.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other projects in place. And, of course, is hard at work constantly with his garden. It's more of his hobby that turns into a labor of love for us. Mm-hmm. And so we have things coming in.
Because I met Mom last night. Mom's really
Mom,
proud.
Yes.
She is, yes, yeah, yes. Very, very proud. And she loves to socialize and love. And when you come in here, folks, a Divine Affair on Healdsburg Avenue, you will feel the love when you walk in the door. I mean, it really is that you can feel the family atmosphere, but yet it's beautiful. You can consider this fine dining easily, but if you're not dressed for the fine dining, it's okay, because mm-hmm. you also have that comfy, casual feel about it, which makes it really special. Very, very nice. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your favorite dish on the menu?
Ooh. That, it changes.
Well, she just gets around every question.
Like music or that song. It just, yeah, you know, I'll have a favorite, and some things just, it's that day. We have a crab stuffed pork chop currently, and we make our house applesauce. I'm using a product from the apple farm up in Philo, which is the finishing syrup, which just knocks... It's enough to share the portion,
mm-hmm.
but it's finished with a little bit of risotto as well, so you have the saffron and pepper flavors and the seafood component. That's not too shabby.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. That's today. That's our favorite today,
mm-hmm.
folks.
Yeah.
And tell us what makes a Divine Affair unique?
Unique. We are just that. We are casual fine dining. We are here because of the people who walk through grace our doors and come to Healdsburg and Sonoma County. That's why we're here. We are so spoiled in this region, and I do what I do because I get to share it with other people, quite frankly. And just to be able to open our doors and extend our hospitality to visitors from near and far is that's my paycheck, honestly. That's what I get out of it, and having people come back time and time again. They become our extended family.
I can see that easily. Well, Kayleen, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Last night was fabulous. Thank you for letting us broadcast here from
Absolutely.
The Divine Affair. Everybody, and you're going to be in this package. You're going to have dinner for two, at a Divine Affair, and guaranteed love it. Guaranteed. They're going to have a fabulous time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Gosh, I can't believe, again, we're just winding down. We have about 10 minutes left. I'm going to have Nina come on the air really quick. And she's actually, and I want to say hats off to Nina, because it's because of Nina that I am really here in Healdsburg. She is works for public relations, and you heard me do some shows somewhere else, and you brought me up here, and I truly understand why now, and thank you so much. But you have a passion for Healdsburg.
I do have a passion for
Healdsburg. And tell us.
Well, I will tell you, but, you know, PR people are supposed to stay behind the scenes.
Ah, well, too bad.
You know that.
Traveling with Friends was.
Yeah. Well, some of the things I like about Healdsburg is the fact that it's still a very small town community. They have a fabulous parade here where it's just, you know, the local dogs are in it and the local kids are in it and the local wineries on with haystacks. And it's the most fun small town parade. And I'm not a big parade. parade fan, but going to a really small town parade is great fun.
And I like the fact that you enjoy the community. I mean, you're out here, even though it's a job in some sort, you were out here last night. We had a wonderful dinner here at a Divine Affair, and then you went out, and you went out and you went to socializing around town. And I like the fact that you get out there and interact. Now, I think it was you that told me about the climate zone.
Right, yes.
And what is the, you said 11?
There's 10 or 11 microclimates in Healdsburg in the Sonoma County area. So you can move from one place to another, and there can be a degree change in temperature of up to 10 degrees.
That's amazing.
Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Scooby-Doo-Wop-Boo-Bam!
Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry. And there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
Getting your business name and information over the airwaves is easier than you think. Let Traveling with Francoise do all the work while you have all the business. Contact me, Francoise, for more information about being an exclusive member of the Traveling with Francoise family. Direct at 760-409-9779 or visit travelingwithfrancoise.com and send me an email. I'm offering a summer special, so don't wait, because it's never too late to get some business.
You've seen Walter Clark on television. Perhaps it's time you see him in person. Walter Clark Legal Group is one of the Valley's premier California injury legal firms, with Walter Clark at the helm. Located in Palm Desert on El Paseo. Call today for a free consultation And as Walter Clark firmly states, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Walter Clark Legal Group can be reached at 760-568-5661. That's 760-568-5661. Or visit them on the web at walterclark.com. News Talk 920, KPSI, Palm Springs with Rush Limbaugh, 9 to noon weekdays.